Americans love their cars. There are more cars per capita in the United States than in any other country. It works out to more than 8 cars for every 10 Americans, according to the most recent government figures. But most of the time, those vehicles sit idle, parked in a driveway or on the street. Now several startup companies on the U.S. West Coast are helping people rent their own car to someone else when they don't need it. For a small price, Eric Lobel wants to let his Oregon neighbors borrow his car. It's a dark blue model year 2000 Volvo sedan. The sales and marketing consultant says he doesn't use it much.
My wife and I are huge bike commuters and almost don't need a car, but haven't quite been able to eliminate that element. So we have a car that basically sits in front of our house maybe 85-90% of the time.
So Lobel is one of the first car owners in the Northwest to list his wheels for rent through a so-called peer-to-peer car sharing service. It's called GetAround.com.
You know, cars are so expensive to own that you can definitely offset some of that cost.
The website lets car owners decide for themselves how much to charge borrowers to rent by the hour, day, or week.
I think I've made it $9 an hour, $199 a week.
Do you worry about a stranger wrecking your car?
No. I mean, my relationship to my car is one of non-attachment.
And besides, he says the car-sharing marketplace automatically includes liability and collision insurance. It's separate from his own, which is an important feature. Most U.S. insurance companies hold owners responsible for accidents, no matter who's actually driving. Any mishaps can raise the insurance premium. So the Oregon legislature has decided to make modest changes to insurance rules to smooth the road for person-to-person car rentals. State Representative Ben Cannon says Oregon lawmakers are following an example set by the California legislature last year.
Commercial uses of vehicles are prohibited under typical insurance policies. So we needed to create new law to provide for the possibility that someone could put their car into a car sharing program without violating their motor vehicle insurance policy.
Cannon's legislative fix encountered no organized opposition on its way to passage. The Portland Democrat enthusiastically endorses personal car sharing as a free market solution to help neighborhoods make do with fewer cars. Person-to-person rentals began in Germany a decade ago, and there are a handful of established companies in Europe and Australia. The concept caught on quickly in California over the past year, according to John Atchison, vice president of GetAround. That's one of 4 car sharing startups now in the San Francisco area.
We have had an amazing array of cars leaping into our system, and not just, you know, 1995 pickup trucks, but we've had, you know, late model Mercedes, Audis, any car you can imagine, any type of vehicle you can imagine. We actually have a Tesla Roadster, $150,000 sports car that people have put into this pool.
Atchison's company and its competitors screen the driving records of prospective borrowers. Private car owners post when their vehicles are available in a members-only internet marketplace. The car-sharing companies take a commission of 35-40% of the rental price to cover administration and insurance. Atchison says owners and borrowers police the marketplace by giving each other online ratings.
So far, we've had surprisingly few issues come up. In fact, the only issue I can think of right now that's happened is that someone had a kind of BMW sports car they had in the system, and it was a stick shift, and someone who didn't really know how to drive a stick shift very well took it and kind of burned the clutch down.
Oops. GetAround helped pay for a new clutch. Separately, another service called Just Share It plans to stand out by going beyond cars. Its founder says the company will offer person-to-person rentals of powerboats, dune buggies, jet skis, and snowmobiles, too. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland, Oregon.